Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Giving Tuesday here at News Radio WRVA. Every Tuesday in this half hour, we like to shine a spotlight on some of the great charities and not-for-profits that are really helping so many people here in Central Virginia. And my colleague and good friend, Jeff Katz, who hosts our afternoon show every day from 3 to 6, is up early with us this morning to fill us in on one of the groups that he is very fond of, and so much so that he's joined the board of directors. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, John, and appreciate the opportunity to join you, as always.
Of course. Well, I'm on Facebook right now looking at Friendship Circle Virginia. And, yes. You know, this is a really personal endeavor for you. So give us the scoop on how you're involved and what they're up to.
Sure. The Friendship Circle of Virginia is an amazing organization, and we've been involved with the Friendship Circle for a number of years. Their main mission is helping members of our community who they have various and sundry disabilities and special needs participate in a lot of wonderful activities. And the one that we've been involved with over the years it involves typically developing kids who volunteer their time to become a friend to a child with special needs. And so we had some wonderful girls over the years that would come in and spend time with Julia. And thanks to actually the founder of our local branch of this, if you will, Sarah Cran-Cement, Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement, it's really expanded. It's not just that. It's all sorts of activities. And usually they're on a monthly basis, of course, with the entire coronavirus thing. Things have been changed a little bit. So now it's virtual friendships and things of that sort. And we have two main fundraisers that we've done for the last couple of years. One was our bowl-a-thon, and one was Inclusion Night out of the Diamond with the squirrels. And, of course, both of those went by the wayside. So it's a challenging year.
I remember last year you and your team for the bowl-a-thon raised a heck of a lot of money. I mean, am I remembering it correctly? You almost had to have two different teams because so many people signed up?
We did have to have two different teams. Yes, there were two chapters of the Jeff Katz team.
Yeah, great. So, intramural competition.
That's right. And each of them did a wonderful job of raising money for the Friendship Circle.
Well, with these challenges, with the pandemic ongoing, what are you doing to raise funds now?
Well, we just concluded an online telethon. Now, you are just of the age, I think you may remember Jerry Lewis and the Labor Day telethon, right?
I was glued to the TV for that. Yeah, I remember. Charo and, you know, your favorite Broadway stars that couldn't appear anywhere else. Yeah, it was great.
I think those were the busiest days for Charo and for Rip Taylor, right? The busiest days. But we had an online telethon, and Sarah from our chapter was actually the co-host along with Michael Strahan. and Jamie Foxx was part of it. And
well, that's great.
Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing production. We actually exceeded our fundraising goal here in Richmond. Mm-hmm. We were hoping to raise $80,000, and we wound up raising well in excess of $100,000.
Nice, my
but,
gosh.
Yeah, so really amazing stuff. But, of course, everything that you do in this day and age involves a lot of money. And for us to maintain these wonderful programs, of course, we're always looking for assistance in that way. And we have some wonderful corporate friends, but we're also looking for folks who would like to volunteer. You know, if you've got a teenage son or daughter, maybe need some of the community service credits for high school, there are opportunities available to do that. And I guess a really wonderful place to go today would be the Facebook page. There are lots of photos up there. Gives you some good information, some good background on what really is accomplished every day at the Friendship Circle.
Well, that's fantastic. So you can give them a like at Virginia Friendship Circle there on Facebook and message them directly. If you do have a kid who's kind of hanging around on the weekends and you're like, come on, kid, get up and get going, this would be a wonderful opportunity for them to engage with folks that could really change the life of somebody on a daily basis. That interaction with another young person could really be a positive for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
yes,
Jeff, I admire the fact. I mean, you do a pretty important show for us, and it's been wildly successful. But ever since you moved to Richmond, you have made a big priority of being involved with charitable organizations in Richmond, not just coming in and doing the radio show and then disappearing, but really being involved in the community. And this is just one of those organizations that you've thrown yourself into, and I admire it. I know a lot of our listeners admire it, and I appreciate you coming on to give us the heads up on Friendship Circle of Virginia and how we can help. And you can count on a lot of our listeners here in the morning, backing you up.
Well, I appreciate that, John. As you know, not all of us were fortunate enough to be born and raised in Richmond, but those of us that are Southerners by choice, it's a wonderful community, and anybody who'd like to be involved with the Friendship Circle of Virginia, boy, we'd love to have them.
Well, you're very close to getting your Southern passport here, which will be a real achievement. You hang in there another decade, and we'll treat you just like one of our own.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.